from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The legal cases of Donald Trump, the former president, in New York today for more testimony in his criminal hush money trial. ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy has more.
As the sun rose over Manhattan, workers cheered as Donald Trump stopped by a construction site.
It's an amazing show of affection.
New York Judge Juan Merchan has ordered that Trump appear each day in his courtroom as the hush money trial continues. Trump lamented he's not able to be here in D.C. to watch oral arguments over his immunity claim.
If you don't have immunity, you just have a ceremonial president.
Prosecutors say absolute immunity would put former presidents above the law. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
And there's another indictment to talk about this morning as well. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more on that.
Donald Trump is unindicted co-conspirator one in a case out of Arizona that said he and others schemed to prevent the lawful transfer of the presidency to keep Trump in office after the 2020 election against the will of Arizona's voters. The indictment names 11 Republican electors and references when they met at party headquarters to certify the election for Trump, even though Joe Biden won the state. The Arizona indictment also charges seven others, including Rudy Giuliani, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, and Trump's senior advisor Boris Epstein.
Campus pro-Palestinian protests are growing. ABC's Trevor Ault is at the University of Texas.
Dozens arrested as officers used horses to disperse crowds, some nearly crashing into our Mireya Villarreal, who was on the scene. A cameraman filming the demonstration grabbed by police and thrown to the ground.
House Speaker Mike Johnson met with Jewish students at Columbia University yesterday. They tell him they do not feel safe on campus. A pilot program is kicking off in Venice, Italy today. A 5-euro entry fee that city leaders hope will make the city more livable for those who live there year-round. You're listening to ABC News. A fifth person is now in custody for the kidnapping and murders of two Kansas women. Police saying the killings were likely sparked by a bitter custody dispute with one of the victims.
According to an arrest affidavit, 31-year-old Paul Grice has admitted to helping with the kidnapping and killing of Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly. Investigators say the architect of the plan was Butler's own ex-mother-in-law, who was fighting for custody of Butler's two children and who recruited four friends to kill her.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan. Locals on Australia's west coast heartbroken as a massive number of the ocean's gentle giants are washing ashore. Here's ABC's Tom Rivers.
Around 160 long fin pilot whales beached, volunteers like Dan Hall bewildered.
No one knows what's going on, why this happens, but yeah, it's pretty sad.
Local whale researcher Chris Burton.
We certainly don't know why they do this. And the whole group, there might be lots of families within that group.
One theory, undersea noise from subs can interfere with their navigation. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
29 of those 160 whales have died so far. Wildlife officials in Louisiana are offering a $20,000 reward for information after a dolphin was found dead on a beach in Cameron Parish with bullets lodged in its brain, spine, and heart. Harming or killing wild dolphins is illegal, can carry up to a $100,000 fine or a year behind bars. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.